This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The death is quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Say the few were left it too.
We're identifying the globalists. We're identifying their plan. We're identifying for humanity that they have a choice. Let them run your destiny, which is right into hell, or rediscover the wonderment of the universe around you and seek God's spirit in your life. You're not going to find these big churches, and then you'll feel the urge to resist this and build a better world. Going back to Rob Dew and Josh Owens, you guys are doing an amazing job. I just want to let you go so you can get work done. Your Skype's degrading there as you're there in Dresden outside the old presidential palace, overlooking the hotel where Bilderberg is going to be meeting this year. But get back to the censorship, Rob Dew. They're arresting people that criticize the open borders. They're trying to say no marches are allowed, but tens of thousands of Germans in different towns every day just ignore it. You covered a march yesterday. It looked like it had 20,000 people. I don't know. It was huge. But you said you actually witnessed, I hope you got it on tape, if you didn't understand, or you talked to somebody that was given a ticket for handing out flyers exposing that the sovereignty is being destroyed. I mean, is there any free speech left under the pig, goblin, Bilderberg daughter, East German Merkel?
Exactly. Yeah. He rolled the ticket out and he showed it to me. I couldn't read it. And I had a guy next to me. I said, what does this say? So, well, he's given a ticket for passing out flyers.
Did you get a video of this? This is sensational.
I do. It's going up. We're gonna have that out. And in fact, we're gonna go meet him again to talk more about it because he kind of left that as an aside on this short little video. I'm like, no, this is big news. You don't understand.
Yeah, they're just used to it. They're just used to being given a ticket for handing out a flyer,
being stomped down. But here's also something I want to talk about, Alex. Lindsey Graham is going to be here. We have a sitting senator that's going to be at the Bilderberg meeting. That's got to violate several laws.
Lindsey Graham loves, you know what, in our
exactly.
face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I hope I can ask him a question or two. How does he feel about violating the Logan Act? Is he going to be in charge of picking the male escorts for this year's Bilderberg? You know, there's a lot of questions I have for Lindsey Graham and why he's even here. He's probably here to help steamroll our submarine Trump's candidacy, I think. I think that's the main reason they're going to come up with an anti-Trump plan. They've got a lot of big backers. They always had the big money guys showing up here, all these financial guys. Vernon Jordan's going to be here, James Johnson. So I'm sure they're going to be coalescing a plan to get rid of the Trump president.
And you know what else is on it? Because we have sources connected to the inside. Getting that internet ID is their number one deal. Cashless society, get ready for that. They're going to have Zuckerberg try to quarterback that. Zuckerberg goes to the meetings as well. I haven't scanned the whole list yet. It just came out. Is Zuckerberg on the list this year?
I didn't see him, but Eric Schmidt is here, Peter Thiel, and the head of LinkedIn. I forget his name right off the top of my head, but he's also here.
Oh, Sean Parker. Look him.
I don't think that's his name. I would have recognized him. No, the head of LinkedIn, which is the business network.
They just put Sean Parker on screen.
Okay. Yeah, and so it'll be interesting to see who shows up. We'll be here tomorrow. We're going to have people also at the airport waiting to see who pops in. So it's going to start getting lively tomorrow here in Dresden, Germany. And who knows what it's going to be like now that the military is coming in to run security, because these guys don't play games. And what I heard last year is, if you think the Austrian military is bad, wait till you deal with the Germans, because they are 10 times worse. So we're going to find out in the next few days of what's going to go on here in Dresden, Germany.
Yeah, well, these are imperious traitors when they try to violate Germans' free speech. This is what Hitler did. And if the Germans don't recognize how much trouble they're in, they're crazy. They do, though. The French have headlines in AFP, like French scared as shroud of tyranny lowers, free speech banned, civil emergency, you know, for the darling little Muslims that are being brought in.
It's all happening, and people need to get out here. If you're living anywhere in Germany, get out here now.
I've got a guest coming on for about 40 minutes, and I'm airing a special Tim Kennedy interview that's 4 minutes long. But if you'd like to pop in right at the end of the show, if something else is developed, do that. If not, go get all those uploads up. Great job. How do folks follow you on Twitter, dude?
Yeah, it's at Dews News, DewsNewz. You can find me there, and there you go.
Stay there.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We have seen 5 million Muslims, most of them military-age men, brought in from war-torn zones where Saudi Arabia in the last 5 years has funded a multi-million-person invasion of Syria. Most of them women and children as camp followers like the Huns behind the men, killing even their fellow Sunnis and Shiites and Christians. For every several thousand allowed in, almost all of them are Wahhabists. You might have one Christian, it's what, 0.7%? And Obama tells jokes and says, we got to let everybody in, not just the Christians, when he knows that, well, Syria was over 20% Christian, not now. They've killed hundreds of thousands of them. I'm somebody that was against all these wars in the Middle East because I knew it was part of a plan to destabilize it. Now the Bilderberg Group and globalist groups have funded the Arab Spring. Why is Merkel bringing in millions of these people? Why is Holland? Why are the leaders of Sweden? We have our reporters in Germany right now filing a video report where citizens out handing out flyers at marches the German government has said is illegal. saying, don't open our borders to these people, writing them tickets for handing out literature. Why are our governments doing this? Now, our guest, folks have wanted him on for years. I don't know why it's taken so long because I've read several of his books. Dr. Bill Warner has been a physicist, a businessman, and professor. And I'm not going to go over his whole background, but he is now the director of the Center for the Study of Political Islam. And I've read some of his books, seen some of his talks. It's dead on from just my mainline study of history. But it's not well known by the public. Now, he can go through a whole history treatise with us. You can go to his website and do that or read his books. But I'd like to just get the short and skinny of it, why he thinks the elite is doing this, are doing this, where it's going, who's really in control of Islam right now, why would our elites ally with the most radical form out of Saudi Arabia, the Wahhabi Sunni group, and how do we counter this and respond to it? Why is the left so in love with it? I mean, you get some college student, might have raped a woman, 6 months isn't enough. Okay, fine. But then you got Muslims murdering their wives here in the U.S. and they get light sentences because, oh, it's their culture. What's going on? Why is the establishment so in love with it? So there's a long history of it, but he argues there was no golden age. Like Lord Monckton says, there was some times when Islam, you know, was less destructive than some of the stuff in medieval Europe. Regardless, it's destructive now, and radical Islam is the new Islam, or was the old Islam, and is dominating Islam. So I think the debate is over. So what is the establishment going to do when there's more terror attacks in Europe and the West? Well, we know they're going to take our liberties, saying it's our fault that the Muslims attacked us. And so he joins us now via video Skype, politicalislam.com. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Warner.
Glad to be here.
Okay, we got about 30, 40 minutes here. Try to educate folks, try to educate myself. Give us the Dr. Bill Warner boil down.
Well, first off, everything that Islam does is supremely logical if you understand their logic. And their logic is laid out in the Quran, and it's laid out also in the words of Muhammad. And once you understand who Muhammad is and who Allah is, everything makes sense. The reason it's so confusing is, you see, there's two different Muhammads and two different Qurans. So Islam is based on dualism. It's always got a nice, peaceful side and a jihad side. And this is due to the very nature of who Muhammad was. I'll give you a real brief summary of his life. He preached the religion for 13 years in Mecca and converted 150 Arabs to Islam. They drove him out of Mecca because he brought in dissension. Sound familiar? And he went to Medina where he became a jihadist and a politician. He had 100 acts of jihad in the last 9 years of his life. Not 101, not 99, but 100. But when he died, every Arab was a Muslim. So here, what do we have? We have a peaceful preacher, Muhammad, and then we have a vicious jihadist. But who was successful? It was the jihad that was successful, and it was the politics that was successful. So this dualistic nature of Muhammad is reflected in the Quran, and so this is why you hear people say, oh, no, Islam is the religion of peace. Well, yes, it is, but it's the politics of jihad. So this dualism allows Islam to always come off exactly how it needs to be, nice for the nice people and not nice for the not nice people. So that's sort of the doctrine is at the basis of the confusion.
Fundamentally deceptive. Break it down for us more.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there are many hadith which advocate deception. Who will kill Ashraf, who has offended Allah and his prophet? This is a hadith. I will, Muhammad, but I will need to deceive him. May I do so? Yes, deceive him. Now, these are the words of Muhammad, so these are doctrinal words. There are 12 verses in the Quran which say that a Muslim is never the true friend of a kafir. I'm a kafir, and I suspect you are too. So here we have, you can be friendly, but you're not actually a friend. So this is, once again, the threat of deception. But it also explains why we see that we have vicious jihadists, and then we have Ahmed, who works down at the food market, is a nice kind of guy. Which one's the real Muslim? Yes, they're both real Muslims.
You've got the floor.
Okay. So now, why is all this so hard to understand? Because what has happened is that our intellectual class, the universities, have decided to abandon reason and instead become politically correct. One of the greatest tragedies we have in our culture today is the fact that, let me give you an example. I gave a talk in North Carolina, and a president of a local community college said, this man is unbalanced, maybe, but he should never be allowed to speak. What do we have here? We have the president of a college saying that ideas should not be debated, but instead should just be suppressed. So this is what our problem is we're giving up what is the cornerstone of our civilization, which is critical thought. I mean, Alex, once we throw our critical thought out and we have nothing in the world but ideological propaganda, we're already in the sluice. So our big problem is we've given up rational thought. But my guess, this is no news to you.
And all over the world, they are banning so-called liberal democracies like Germany, even criticizing open borders, are saying mild things about controlling. So at a certain point, I agree that the politically correct are ignorant at the grassroots level. But above it, there's a more sinister plan.
Well, I think that power, everyone loves power. And the left has certainly taken over the universities and also the media. But now, you know, I don't just blame the left for taking over. I also blame the conservatives for having given up. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, which is a very religious town and fairly conservative, although not as much as the surrounding states. And there's no real cry for the ending of censorship. That is, the conservatives are not raising enough hell, Alex, just to put it bluntly, nor are the Christians. We're all being a little too nice. The cancer of nice is killing us, man.
Well, you look at the PNAC documents that are from so-called conservatives, and Dick Cheney and others write about the big Pearl Harbor event, catalyzing event, and then we can go in and basically have a clash of civilizations and control the grand chessboard. That's actually a Zbigniew Brzezinski idea of occupying the Middle East, not to reform it, but to then control the crossroads of Europe and Asia and control Russia and China. But regardless, they've only started up and are now allied with the more radical elements. How does Saudi Arabia feed into all this?
Interesting question. Let me give you an example. You've heard of Chechnya?
Yes.
Well, the Chechen jihadists are the most vicious. They are the supreme jihadists. Now then, you need to understand that Chechnya used to be a Sufi-based kind of Islam. That is, singing, dancing, sort of the loving side of Islam. Well, Islam came in the form of Wahhabism with Islamic money, in particular Saudi money, and now then the Chechens have become vicious jihadists. This effect is being seen in places like Malaysia, where Saudi Arabia in Malaysia you had a Hindu form of Islam. That is, there was a Hindu culture there, and the Islam had not penetrated down to destroy all the Hinduism. But now then, with Wahhabi money coming in, we see now in Malaysia, the rise of a more vicious kind of Islam. So what is happening is that the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia have infinite sums of money. You must surely know that Saudi Arabia is spending more money to Islamicize the world, 80% of the mosques in America are built by the Saudis, than the Soviet Union did at the height of the Cold War.
So we're in a war with a militarized system that uses a religion as its cult control system, and it is proselytizing and radicalizing all other forms of Islam around the world and successfully taking over all the way down into Central Africa and Western Africa and Eastern Africa, all the way as far east as Indonesia. This is massive, with our own governments bringing them in masse.
Oh, well, I don't think our government is resisting Islam anything at all. As a person who speaks to the subject of Islam, let me tell you what happens to those who do. I'm called a racist, a bigot, a hater, an Islamophobe. You're probably called the same thing. What's interesting about this verbiage is it never says, well, now, Bill, you know, when you say there's two different Muhammads, a religious preacher and a violent jihadist, you're wrong. No. They say that I am a bad person because I bring these facts up. So, once again, we've lost the ability to reason together.
Sure, you're not supposed to quote Muhammad, who within, you know, his life took over an entire region, and then within 100 years of his death. I mean, let's go over some of the history when we come back from break here of the expansion of Islam. Because we hear of this religion of peace. The Pope has come out and said that he's very troubled about saying Europe's Christian, that he, what's the word, abhors it? What's the exact word? He dreads the Christian nature of Europe. I mean, wow, you know, is the new Pope, is he actually an ambassador of Saudi Arabia now?
Well, I'm afraid the Pope does not seem to demonstrate any knowledge of Islam. He may have some, but he certainly doesn't demonstrate it. He just attended a meeting with a grand imam from Al-Azhar University, and the two of them came out with, we're going to give peace a chance. You could just hear John Lennon in the background. And that the true nature of Islam is all about peace. And so they're going to
when it was Islam that destroyed the last Christian seat of the old world in Constantinople, folks may have heard of it. It's now called Istanbul. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
There's a lot of different university maps out there, but you can just Google Islam Today, map of the world, or you can also look at a group of maps, Islam over time and its spread, and Europe almost collapsed. But when you go to college, you're taught that Europe invaded, and there's all these movies made by Hollywood where Europe invaded the Middle East for no reason. They were bad and they were horrible. Look, Europe did all sorts of barbarous stuff, but this is the place where the Renaissance came from. Everybody wants to come here because we created the modern world. And I see it as a form of cuckolding or suicide of the West to just bring in the most radical of these people and then say we have to submit to them. We're talking to Dr. Bill Warner of PoliticalIslam.com, highly requested, obviously, and I've read some of his books, seen his work. It's all spot on from my research, but he just lays it all out and gets demonized for it. This is a fact. So let's talk about the history of it some, sir. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. The boil down of how it's expanded and where you see it going.
Well, the expansion started with Muhammad. Remember, he was in Mecca, then he went to Medina. This movement from Mecca to Medina is called the Hijra. That is the migration. The Islamic calendar is based upon the Hijra. Why? Because it was migration that brought Islam its success. Now, fast forward 1,400 years, and what's happening in Europe? We have a new Hijra. We have a new migration. And it's important to know that Hijra is a form of jihad. Now, then, I don't doubt but what there's some of these so-called, quote, Syrian refugees who are actually economic migrants, and they're not jihadists. But nevertheless, we do have to understand that Islam has a doctrine of jihad that is based upon migration. And as soon as Muhammad died, Islam started bursting out of the Middle East, took over the Middle East, and let's stop right here and deal with the question. The Crusades, as we're taught in the West, is they were an evil act by evil Christians who were going to invade the pure land of Islam, the Middle East, and do bad things. Hello, before Muhammad, the Middle East was Christian. It was Islam that invaded the Christian lands of the Middle East, not the European knights of the Crusades. So somehow or another we've managed to get all of this history turned inside out. But it was the case that the Crusades were a defensive move trying to reclaim the Middle East for Christians. Now, it succeeded only a part, but nevertheless, its intent was reestablishing what was originally there in the Middle East anyway, which was a Christian nation or a series of nations. I mean, Iraq used to be Christian. North Africa was Christian. Egypt was Christian. Turkey was Christian. Even Persia was half Christian, but this is all gone under the jihad and the migration of Islam. So I think we need to reacquaint ourselves with our history. And when I say our history, I'm saying that the history of Europe is also the same as the history of the United States, and even in a strange way, the history of Japan and others. Because I'm talking about a meta-civilization here, not just a European civilization, but a civilization based on two critical points. One, the ethical principle of the golden rule, or unitary ethics, and the second is the intellectual principle of critical thought, because that's what our civilization is based on, and it's not just ours, but others. It's important to know that Islam denies the golden rule because it doesn't have one. It creates kafirs and Muslims, which is not a unified view of humanity. So these are all some elements of history which unfortunately seem to be lost upon our current scholars in the universities.
And, of course, we have this whole Wahhabist system that was one of the most radical forms ever that, from my research, correct me if I'm wrong, was basically based on the slave trade and robbing caravans. And then that somehow got linked up with British intelligence in 1900. They gave it funding to make that the brand of Islam around the Middle East. What an insane program.
And, by the way, let me challenge you on the use of one word here. The Wahhabis are not extremist or radical.
They are the original, then. You're saying they're the real deal.
Oh, no, they're the real deal. They're the 24-karat, the same with Islamic State.
So I'm using a politically correct term when I say radical Islam. The truth is, bona fide, original jihad Islam.
Died in the wool.
Orthodox.
Yeah, orthodox. Exactly. Islamic State is pure orthodoxy. The Wahhabis are pure orthodoxy. Everything they do and say, look, Islamic State goes through a lot of trouble. I read their material. They go through a lot of trouble to justify what they do. For instance, they were criticized for taking sex slaves. Islamic State says, hey, look at the data. Look at the information. Muhammad had sex slaves. All the companions of Muhammad, except for one, had sex slaves. The Quran gives the right for sex slaves, so don't criticize us for being bad Muslims.
And then the left worships them. The left is not the left. They're mentally ill demons.
You know, it's really odd. I support equal rights for women and attack the Sharia attack on women's rights. And yet, because I support the equality of women and oppose the Sharia view of women, I'm called a bigot and a hater.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't support generally mutilating women and putting bags over their heads and keeping them as slaves and kidnapping five-year-old girls and trans-shipping them to be in snuff films, you're a bad person.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have at least 2 hours of live coverage kicking off at 7 o'clock Central of the big primaries happening out in the West, California, the big prize. We've got Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs out there reporting. We've got our other reporters at Bilderberg 2016 in Dresden, Germany. The admitted founder of the EU is a Bilderberg Group member, Peter Sutherland. He's the head of the EU and UN Migration and Borders Committees, both of them. And he's openly told the BBC and others, we want to get rid of the whiteness of Europe. It's inherently bad. Well, if you should get rid of the blackness of Africa, that'd be inherently racist. But it's beyond that. The globalists aren't planning to get rid of everybody in the West. They're planning to just bring in incredible tyranny. But to do that first, they've got to bring in huge, incompatible groups. And then we're all told, comply with them or the Muslims will blow you up. And I said clearly that's where this is going a few years ago. Now they're actually in the news saying, we can't allow Germans to march and say, control our borders, because that might make the immigrants upset. See, not going to care about the immigrants. They're playing everyone off against each other. And the globalists are so authoritarian and have deals with Saudi Arabia now, they think this is controllable. They're on power trips. They're delusional. Or maybe they don't care if we all fall to radical Islam, which is dominant Orthodox Islam in 50 years. I just know this. I have two daughters, and I have been at the Domain in North Austin now. I even have photos of it. We're going to do a report soon. Like I just talked about it. I had the memory, and I got physically nauseous. And I was at Barton Creek Mall. I don't go to the mall very often. And I'm telling you, I guess that's the culture to be in the markets at night or whatever. It was every turn was women with full outfits on, full heads covered up. The burqas, not just the hijabs. And these women are born into slavery. These women are, and some of them are under Stockholm Syndrome. I mean, they go along with it and will defend it and teach their kids to blow themselves up. But Austin, you know, downtown, folks, it is crawling with Muslims in their full gear. And in the first waves, they're all pro-West, westernized, all this, not now. Finishing up with our guests, I want to invite back for a full hour in the near future. I really appreciate the doctor coming on with us, his website. Everybody should check it out. It's politicalislam.com, Dr. Bill Warner. Summing this up in the next 5-6 minutes, is anything I'm saying wrong on those fronts? Where is it going? Where do you see it ending? I mean, Europe is premeditatedly doing this. Why?
By the way, I was recently in, well, it was a year or so ago, was in Macedonia. And I was throughout the entire Balkans, which was a really educational trip. And when I was in Macedonia, I saw all these new mosques being built, and they're being built by the Turks, the Neo-Ottomans. The Turks have moved in and set up schools. Now, one of the things they will do at these schools is if you, as a Macedonian, will become a Muslim and wear the garb, they will pay you each month a salary for wearing Islamic garb. This is a form of civilizational war which is brilliant.
That's right. That's why MSNBC, CNN bombs you with women in hijabs on TV, bombs you with how liberal and the liberal magazines now, even women that the top liberals wear it. I could be a sex slave, too. Exactly. So that's it. This is to throw it in our face.
By the way, the name of your show is The War We Should Be Fighting. This war of bullets and bombs that Bush did and that Obama's done, that is not how to defeat Islam. This is an information war. This is a war of ideas, not bullets and bombs.
Yes, sir, and I'm sorry for interrupting you. Get back into that in a moment, but you're absolutely on target. They're flaunting it. I've been in London just filming a public building, and Muslims run over, you don't film me. Like, I mean, they're very aggressive. So go back to this war, what they're doing.
Well, the word jihad is not well understood. It does not mean holy war. There are four kinds of jihad. There's the jihad of the sword. That's like on 9/11. That's violence, murder, and killing. Then there's jihad of speech, jihad of writing, and the jihad of money. The jihad of war is not our problem. The jihad of murder. We can deal with that. We have professional cops. We have professional soldiers. The war that's killing us, Alex, is the war of speech and writing. It is the war of ideas. Because what we're doing now is we're saying that if you have the right ideas, then you can be condemned as being a racist, hater, Islamic.
Clearly, we're losing the war to Orthodox Islam. We're losing the info war.
Yes, exactly. And why are we losing the info war? Because the people who should be fighting this information war, let me bring up, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, which is a very religious town. You would think that the ministers in the churches would be all for bringing in Christians who are persecuted in Africa and Middle East. But no, what do? They say, oh, we need the Syrian refugees. We'll show how much we love them. We're going to cure this whole problem with love. So here we have ministers who don't know the Crusades from anything else telling us how to deal with Islam. Again, I do not blame the Muslims and Islam for winning. I blame us for losing. You understand the different viewpoint I have here?
Yes, sir, Doctor. And let me be clear. I'm somebody that a lot of the Muslims send countless emails and phone calls going, he used to be our friend, you know, 5-10 years ago. You exposed so much, and now you're against us. I'm not against anybody. But clearly, I didn't want to have the clash of civilizations. I didn't want to destabilize those regions. I didn't want to fund Saudi Arabia pushing Orthodox Islam that goes after everybody else, you know, like they're heretics and kills them or enslaves them. I'm a friend to humans. But when my governments are allied with a bunch of radicals that turn women into slaves, and they're telling me I've got to give up my speech. That's it. See, I'm into everybody having their rights. I'm Americana. I'm an Orthodox Americana 1776er. I'm a classical true liberal in the vein of Thomas Jefferson. And when people come after my freedoms, it's over. And so don't worry, Doc. You've been helping win the info war or start some beachheads. And now the info war is on the job. So we see what you're saying. You're dead on, and we're taking action. And I think more people are starting to wake up to this, too, aren't they?
Tell you what. I do very little work on the internet. I'm an old man. I'm 75 years old. I read books. You may have been familiar with books in your past.
Yes, sir.
But my wife has taught me how to read on the internet. She's my researcher. I basically live with an intelligence officer. She said, Bill, scan the article, read the comments. And what has happened, Alex, since 9/11, is that when I say we, the knowledgeable, those who actually know something about Islam, are beginning to dominate the comments. Our leaders are more corrupt and represent us less and less every day. But the grassroots, let me assure you, is beginning to wake up. All you have to do is read the comments. It used to be the word like hadith or sunnah were never heard in the comments. Now then, it's very common for people to quote Islamic doctrine, doctrine about the hijrah, doctrine about jihad, doctrine about everything. So we are winning at the grassroots level. Where we're losing is at the top.
That's right. But the globalists know when you start winning long term on the ground, that ends up going to the top of the pyramid later. That's why they're coming in with all these pushes for censorship, is because they know we're turning the tide.
And by the way, Alex, out of all of the things in the Bill of Rights, the most important is freedom of speech.
That's right.
Because once you lose freedom of speech, all those others about religion, press,
and Sharia law is, correct me if I'm wrong, diametrically opposed to the First Amendment, because it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof. That's the first line. Under Sharia law, it is state-run religion.
You got it. You know, one of the biggest, one of the things when I first started learning about Islam was listening to Islamic leaders, and they would say jaw-dropping things, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, right? But remember the man who wanted to build the mosque at where the World Trade Towers went on? He said the Sharia and the Constitution are exactly the same document. While the Sharia is just an earlier form of the United States Constitution, you look at him and you go, what? Because nothing could be more contrary to our Constitution than Sharia law. Sharia law says that women are not equal to men. Sharia law, by the way, also goes ahead to say that Muslims can have weapons, but not kafirs, not unbelievers. So
speaking of Kafirs, let's talk about Islam a little bit and its view of black people. Because I don't know why so many black folks worship Islam, Muhammad Ali, you name it, when there's some stuff I don't want to repeat in the Muslim documents.
One of the great ironies is Muhammad Ali coming out and becoming a Muslim. Do you remember what his original name was? It was Cassius Clay. Do you know who Cassius Clay was? An abolitionist, a white abolitionist, who wanted to get rid of slavery. And so he adopts the name Muhammad and Ali. Muhammad was a slaveholder. Muhammad was a slave trader. He tortured slaves. He had sex slaves. He captured people and made them slaves. Every black man who came to America came through the hands of a Muslim trader in Africa. So here we have Muhammad Ali, who's now being praised as a really nice guy, but he did his leadership was, for the black community, was disastrous. Because he wanted to say to them, oh, Christianity is the religion of the white man. Islam is the religion of the black man. Hello, are you sitting down, Alex? Because I'm getting ready to tell you something. Muhammad was called a white man in the Hadith. Which one is Muhammad? The white man leaning on his elbow. I saw the whiteness of Muhammad's belly on the day of the Battle of the Trench. The Hadith goes outside of its way to make sure to name the race of slaves and that Muhammad was white. So here we have, quote, Muhammad Ali bringing freedom to the black man in Europe by saying, no, we need to adopt the names of slave owners, Muhammad and Ali. Ali was Muhammad's second cousin and brother-in-law. No, I got that wrong. Son-in-law. And he was also a slaveholder. So here we have poor Muhammad Ali thinking he's doing black folks a favor when instead he's dealing with silence the fact that every Muhammad Ali's ancestors, Cassius Clay's ancestors, came through the hands of an Arab slave trader in Africa. So
I'd forgotten that. I'd forgotten that Cassius Clay was a famous abolitionist. That's true. Imagine, get rid of the name of a Christian abolitionist and somebody which died trying to free black people, and then yes. You go name yourself after two different slave owners. Yes. Just can't make that up.
Slave owners, not just slave owners, slave traders. We have on two different occasions Muhammad standing by while black.
No, I know. That's what went on in that part of the Middle East. That's historical. That's in the Quran. I just can't. That's what I mean. They've had these leftist TV shows and movies made about me where they just randomly have actors act like they're me or have other actors say, I got my news from Alex Jones, a homophobe that hates N-words and who hates all the Muslims. And it's just like weird leftist. What's that guy's name that did Mr. Show and all that, the big comedian? And it's just funny to them to just put these lies out about us when I want everybody to be free. I don't want anybody to be slave. I don't hate anybody.
By the way, let's deal with something here. If you're listening to me, now I have dealt with one Muslim, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, but I do not criticize him other than to say he's misled. What I talk about is Islam. I do very little or almost no talking about Muslims.
That's right. We're not demonizing the individuals. We're demonizing what they claim to have an allegiance to.
And by the way, what did I say about Muhammad Ali? He was misled. He was fooled. He was deceived. So we need to deal with the subject of Islam. Islam is the doctrine found in the Quran, the Sirah, and the Hadith. It's in three books. It's Allah and Muhammad. Unless you're dealing with Allah and Muhammad, you're not dealing with Islam. And so we do not need to bash Muslims. One of the ironic things is I'm called a Muslim basher. And it's like, no, I don't. I just tell you what Muhammad did and said. I do not even bash Muhammad. I simply say, here's what he did. Here's what he said. When I told you that story about Muhammad advising deceit, I didn't say that Muhammad was a bad man for doing that. I just said he said deceive him. So we don't need to bash people at all, as indeed the first victim of Islam is the Muslim. And by the way, I've met many Muslims who know almost nothing about Islam.
Oh, of course. Listen, I'll say it. I, just because of Muslim friends I had in high school and college, I was prejudiced almost towards not telling the truth because I thought these were such nice people, this couldn't be possible. Well, those are the doctors and the scientists, and a lot of them are heretics, I'd say, not in their own minds, you know, that tried to get away from Islam and be free. I mean, a lot of these folks aren't like secret jihadis sneaking in, climbing over the barbed wire to get us. But now you go to these poor, back, you know, trodden, falling apart Muslim countries, and they're bringing them in from here. These folks, just like you go into the poor areas of the South, that's when you find all the trashy, stupid Klans people. That's the same thing. You get around, you get these really trashy, anti-human, anti-woman, Orthodox Muslims, and they are just like from another planet. We interviewed one in Germany yesterday, my crew did, and he goes, I hate Germany, I hate these people, but everything's free and I'm staying. I'm jihading. And he's just this arrogant, like, out in the open, I'm going to get you guy. They're just so, some of them are so honest about it.
Well, actually, they are quite honest about it because they know this. They're not going to be attacked or harmed. That is, they can say all these things and still pick up their welfare check. So, now they've learned that they can do and say anything they want to do, and they'll get a free pass on it.
Well, sir, I want to invite you back up in the near future for a full hour and send me in like a email with talking points. I don't normally do this with a lot of guests, but so we kind of do an educational presentation with some slides, some of your books, your materials, and then do a whole hour where we go through, say, A to B and C to D, you know, all the way to Z, and because we're also TV, not just radio, so we can create an educational video on the 101 of what's happening. And is this a culture you want to live under? Because Orthodox Islam is always running around enslaving other Muslims and killing them to make them become more hardcore and more extreme. And so if you want to live under a bullying system where your wife and daughter can't drive cars, where their genitals are cut off, and where women are executed if their husbands feel like it, then you probably want to support Gloria Steinem because she supports these people.
And by the way, even in the Islamic State, who is the most viciously attacked? Kafirs? No. The ones that are mostly killed are bad quality Muslims. They're Shia, or there's someone who's not observant enough.
Look at this headline. Every day, it's 17 this day, 200 something that day. The latest, 200 plus women have their heads cut off on video, Muslim women, because they refuse to become sex slaves. They have to make them, quote, agree to it because they weren't good Muslims. We'll put that on screen. I mean, what type of freakazoid garbage is this?
Well, one of the things, here's the mark of a professional, Alex, and I think you've just illustrated the point. You can't make this stuff up. That means you're a professional when you study Islam, is that And this is serious. Everyone who knows a lot about Islam, like the fact you just quoted is like, what? What? How can you make this up? And you can't. 250 women in...
And that's just the one they pulled up from a few months ago. There's another one today here in my stack somewhere. And this was little girls they were killing. I read some story where 100-plus men raped a 6-year-old till she died. What type of whacked-out loon people are these? I mean, they're crazy.
Well, I don't that kind of suffering, it just disturbs me. But what also disturbs me is, where are the feminists on this issue? I want to know. They talk about a glass ceiling.
They're busy attacking you.
What?
They're busy attacking you and I.
I guess they are. But look, the suffering of women in the Middle East under Islam needs to be dealt with fairly. And if you're a real feminist, I think you would care for somebody who's being brutally, painfully tortured, even if they're not a member of America. So, I mean, look, I'm for women's rights for all women. And that's one of the objections I have to Islam.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Doctor, look forward to speaking to you again. PoliticalIslam.com, Dr. Bill Warner. I take the gloves off for any form of tyranny, whether it be the New World Order, communism, Orthodox Islam that is taking over whatever's left of Islam. And it's just all a plague on us all. It shows our ruling controllers are evil, absolute trash, or they're the most inept morons the planet's ever seen. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with the big Tim Kennedy premiere. He talks about the Second Amendment more and why he's joining InfoWars.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I will be Skyping into the studios tonight during the multi-hour live coverage starting at 7 o'clock central at InfoWars.com/show. There will be free feeds on Nightly News, 7 o'clock central, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank PrisonPlanet.tv members. You get 20 people can use the membership each month for $5.95. But a lot of times the feed goes free for everybody. But those of you that are members, we thank you for helping others get the information who are not aware of the broadcast or who can't afford it. PrisonPlanet.tv, if you want to be a member. Briefly, be sure and sign up for Infowars.com/newsletter. Get exclusive videos, articles, also big discounts and promo codes. Sometimes as much as 50% off products at InfowarsStore.com. And don't forget, when you are at InfowarsStore.com, you're not just getting a wide range of really useful, high-quality nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, shortwave radios, non-GMO seeds, books, films, you name it. You're also funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more, whether it's G-Shock watches or Survival Seed Vault or water filtration. And then you got promos on top of that, 10% off on the water filters with promo code WATER. And then you can get 10% off on top of that when you sign up for auto ship on different items that are things you reuse, like nutraceuticals and vitamins and other things like coffee. So shopping with the good guys is what helps us fund a true independent news organization. We have a new product, extra virgin olive oil loaded with pure oxygen and ozone, unprecedented. That is a limited time run, so take advantage of that discount out of the gates. But let's go ahead and go to this powerful report with Tim Kennedy.
I believe in dangerous freedom. I'll take dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery any day. The reason that I believe that is any other form of this construct of freedom can't materialize. It can't ever be substantial without risk. You know, the part about being a libertarian, the part about being and understanding what individual responsibility means, there is some assumed risk that goes along with it. That's knowing that the government can't take care of me all the time. That's knowing that the government's not going to give me a free cell phone. That's knowing that the government is not going to give me food when I'm hungry. That's knowing that I have to take care of myself and my family. I believe in freedom. I believe that I should be able to say whatever I want, whenever I want, when it doesn't hurt somebody else. I believe in freedom of religion. I believe that there should be procedures when the government's going to come and search my home or when I get in my car. There's a reason that we had all these, you know, the Constitution and every one of those wonderful amendments. The only way that every single one of them can exist is because of the Second Amendment. You like freedom of speech? Well, you better like your right to bear arms, because you can't have one without the other. The Second Amendment was not written for hunting deer. You hear people say, like, you know, they had muskets back then. There's no way that they could have imagined the type of technology that we have today. No, that's malarkey. They knew what was coming. The Founding Fathers were brilliant. They were engineers. They weren't like the politicians of today that never had a job in their life. They actually did things for a living. When they wrote that Constitution, there were already guns that were essentially Gatling guns. They knew that that type of technology was coming. So when people are like, you know, do you really need an automatic weapon to go deer hunting? Do it. It wasn't written for deer. If the deer were going to then come try to imprison me and then search my home and then take what's mine, then yeah, I need an AR-15 for deer hunting. But that's not the case. It was written for the government. It was written so the people always have more power than the government. Now that preponderance has shifted. It has gone from the people being the ones that have the power to now we're scared of the government. We have to go back to a dangerous freedom. That's where people have more power than the government. That is people having guns. That is people having better guns than the government. Yeah, it's scary. But last time we had somebody cruise into San Bernardino into a gun-free zone, two people, a couple of guns, killed countless.
All right, we're going to fade that down. And the full video is going up the next 20, 30 minutes to Infowars.com, along with more exclusives. We're launching a lot of new operations in the face of the New World Order, and Tim Kennedy's a big part of it. Fourth hour, we're going to be right back with another report live from Germany at Bilderberg, and I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight. Infowars.com/show.